The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiki, wiki, scratch. It's the remix. Welcome in, dudes and dudettes. Happy Wednesday. The Rob Brown Show is on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate. How do you do? Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. What's up, world? Great to be with you. I hope that you are well. I hope that you're living your best life. I hope, like me, you stayed up last night watching some college basketball, because Duke, Kentucky last night, live from the ATL, was an instant classic. Those two teams are good. That Cooper Flagg kid is the real bleeping deal, man. They were fun. Good night of basketball last night. Across both the collegiate and NBA atmospheres, we took a night off from football. No baseball on television anymore, as that season has come to its conclusion. Ladies and gentlemen, it is basketball season. It's also hockey season. Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, going to be joining us at 8:30. And while there was no football on last night, it is, you are correct, still football season coming up. This morning on the show at 7:40, Denton Day, the host of College Football Overtime on Sirius XM Radio, is set to join us. We got a busy show locked and loaded for you today, and we are looking forward to the fun shenanigans and tomfoolery that we shall share collectively as the Armada this AM. I am Rob Brown. On the other side of the metaphorical glass, the gentleman in charge of this and every program that you like, that you enjoy, that you love. He is the alpha and the omega of the Fan Upstate, Colonel Grudge, the content cash cow, the professor of perfection, the wizard of wave, the great one. Lonzo's in the house. What up, Zoe?
I also would like to call myself the titan of tomfoolery.
I don't dislike it. I don't dislike it.
I know you're not supposed to give yourself a nickname.
You are not.
Yeah. But,
and
you know,
so you will have to.
But I do not follow by rules that are invisible. I mean, I haven't seen it written down anywhere. I don't know who's in charge of it.
Yeah, well,
so,
there's, there's a lot of people, and this is a very different set of rules, but there's a lot of people in jail that have tried to use the argument that I don't follow society's rules. It's not whether or not you follow it. It's whether or not those rules are enforced by the people.
Those are laws. This is not a law.
What are rules? I mean, what are laws?
Laws are...
They are the rules of society. The rules under which we all must play.
Okay.
They are the day-to-day rules of the world you live in.
There are things that you do every day in the office that go against the bylaws, the rules of Odyssey.
I don't disagree. I mean, I totally disagree. If anyone out there in a suit and tie happens to be listening, that is not true. That is a lie. It is false, fake news. It's fake news. It's not true. Okay? But if there was, theoretically and hypothetically, it only matters if those who are in charge of enforcing the rules do so. If the rules go unenforced, are they really even rules? Is all I'm saying.
Wow.
I got told this morning as I came to work, I have a bearded Stephen Colbert look going today. It's not wrong.
No, it's wrong.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Swamp Rabbits jersey is killing it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good vibe. You know why I had this on today? This one I didn't just wear because I'm sexy in a hockey jersey.
It's cooler outside and you didn't want to wear a jacket.
That is also part of it. I do like hoodie weather. Big hoodie weather guy over here. And
it's not
it
cool
is,
in here, though, so.
No, nah, it's not. Rock this today, Zoe, because immediately after the show comes to its conclusion, Robbie B's got to get in the car, headed on down to downtown Greenville, South Carolina, because the Swamp Rabbits on a Wednesday have a 10:30 a.m. puck drop today.
Wow, is it like playoffs or something?
It is not. As a matter of fact, this will only be home game number 4 for the Bits. You know, one of the things that
I didn't know if they had like an in-season tournament, like the dumb thing the NBA
They do not,
does.
And I want you to know, shut up, last night was awesome with the kickoff of the in-season tournament.
Are you wearing the shoes?
Damn right I am!
So ugly.
What do you mean ugly?
It's just so, the orange. It's the orange.
Those of you on the stream getting a whole show right now, these, first off, tell me these don't absolutely slap with the jersey. Word. Tell me these don't slap.
Okay, Marky Mark.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Gangsta.
Fresh is the exact word.
Fresh AF, boy. I got some custom Vans, orange and blue, that match the Swamp Rabbit jersey.
Now, it's going to look good. So you're out on the ice, at like 10:45 or something?
Yeah, 10:30. Okay. We're going puck drop at 10:30. I will say this, and if you're like me, and you would rather attend a live sports event than work, I got one for you. 10:30 puck drop today.
Except for technically, it is work for you.
I mean, technically, it is work for me. Not even technically. By definition, it is work
for me. Yeah, so there's that.
I just figured out early in my life that if you get people to pay you to go to sporting events, then you can go to sporting events and get paid.
That's the way to go.
It's pretty awesome.
Just like people down the hall get paid to go to concerts. I mean, find out what you love and get paid to do it.
That's pretty much it. 10:30 puck drop. That's why we got Mark Bonetti of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits coming by at 8:35 this morning to talk a little hacky with us here on the show. And if you don't have lunch plans, come on down to the well. Let's watch some daytime hockey. Actually, I'll tell you this, and I love the reason that they are doing it, Zoe, and I think you'll appreciate it too. You know, theme nights are big for local sports teams, you know. You had Swamp Rabbits had Star Wars night last night. Triumph have theme nights all year long. Greenville Drive have throwback night and you know, Negro League celebration night and all these different theme nights, and they're great. Today's the Swamp Rabbits is it's field trip day. Basically, they invited kids from a bunch of local elementary and middle schools from around the upstate to pop on a bus and come on down to the hockey game to come enjoy some skates and pucks.
What a great idea.
Isn't that cool?
Especially if you're a kid, you're like, yeah, I love hockey. Let's go.
Yeah, do now. Oh, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. Here's my question. If you are the, if you're the team, and there is expected to be something like 4,000 elementary and middle school age kids in the building today, okay? If you're running that organization, do you tell the players, hey, do us a favor? Don't beat the hell out of each other today. Like, play hockey. But, like, let's not have any blood on the ice today, you know? Like, let's not break anybody's honker today. Let's not break anybody's beaks out on the ice today.
That's like telling a bird not to fly, telling a fish not to swim. You can't do that, okay? I mean, if you're going to introduce hockey to some kids who have never seen it before, they need to get the full-on show.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, that's a... I'm guessing the kids are old enough that are coming. You say elementary. I mean what grade?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in. Fortunately for the Swamp Rabbits, I'm not in charge.
You know, fifth grade technically is elementary. I think a fifth grader can handle it.
I like that, Zoe. I like that take from you. Introduce these kids to the real damn world. Absolutely.
I don't know that hockey's the real world.
It's the realest world. Okay. Ain't nothing more real than the boys on the blades, man. Nothing more real than
that. If you like live in Minnesota and you have to skate to work, but
hey, I'll peel both ways, up there to the school. You got to skate up to the school, I'm excited about it. Sunday, Jersey Joe says, as a volunteer firefighter from Jersey since 83, I'll be at first responders game Sunday afternoon. Funny you say that, Joe. So will I. I will see you there. Looking forward to it. Love a little Sunday hacky. at the Well. Yeah, going to be a good day for hockey fans across the upstate. Mark Bonetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, will join us at 8:30 today. Denton Day, the host of College Football Overtime, joining us at 7:40. That's on SiriusXM, by the way. Looking forward to having him on the show coming up. We'll talk about the college football playoff rankings, which, yes, indeed, my friends, did get dropped last night. If you happen to stay up, did they come on later than normal last night, or am I losing my mind?
I don't. I told you. I just check it out later because it's a bunch of fluff. Give me the list. I mean, I get you gotta do this stuff, and you gotta ask the whoever's over it. Well, why did you choose this team over this team? And they're gonna give a political answer with a lot of big words, which means because we wanted to. That's really what it comes down to. So I looked at the list this morning.
Just like I said. Put a damn camera and a mic in the room, and we don't have to sit through that anymore. Then we'll just know. Then we'll just know why they did. Hey, why'd you put Indiana over BYU? Just put a camera and a mic in the room. Then we'll know. College football playoff rankings come out exactly surprising zero people. The Oregon Ducks are the number one team in the country with that perfect 10-0 record. The Buckeyes of OHIO check in at number two. The Texas Longhorns. Oh, God, forgot I'm not supposed to do that on the internet. I think I can be charged with a hate crime for that. Texas number three, Penn State rounds out your top four. Both of those teams, the Horns and the Nittany Lions, up a couple of spots to get there. Up three spots to grab number five and number six are the Indiana Hoosiers and the BYU Storm and Mormons. That's 5 and 6. Tennessee is checking in at number 7. Notre Dame at number 8. Miami falls 5 spots down to number 9. Alabama up 1 to crack the top 10. Ole Miss up 5 spots after their win over Georgia to number 11. And because Ole Miss went to 11, Georgia falls 9 spots. Biggest fall of the college football weekend. For the Dogs, down to number 12. Number 13, Boise State, down a spot. So is SMU at 14. A&M is number 15. Kansas State, 16. And all the way up to number 17. Not just all the way up to number 17, Lonzo, but I learned this late last evening. Your odds on betting favorites and the team that still has the most money bet on them and the most amount of bets on them. The now plus 135 favorites to win the Big 12. The Colorado Buffaloes at number 17. Dion's boys, great one. Not just inside the top 20 at number 17. Not just the odds on favorite to win their conference. But if they can win out, and we're going to talk about this a little later in the show. If they win out and win the Big 12, there is a scenario brewing. There is a scenario brewing in the Southeastern Conference that is not crazy unrealistic that could see 8 teams in that conference tied for a conference championship berth. And if those 8 teams are tied, that scenario leads to the Southeastern Conference needing to go to the 4th tiebreaker, which is the opponent's win percentage, therefore strength of schedule. And if that 4th tiebreaker comes into play between 8 teams, one of your SEC representatives would be the LSU Tigers, a 3-loss football team, assuming they went out. And if the LSU Tigers as a 3-loss football team were to go and win the SEC, there is an outside chance that the Colorado Buffaloes would not just be in the playoffs, but could have a first-round bye in the playoffs.
You know, enjoy it while you can, because this is Deion's last year there.
Yeah, it probably
is. We know he's going to Dallas. It's a done deal.
No, we don't know he's going to Dallas.
He's going to Dallas with his son. They're going to Dallas.
You want to know why that won't happen? I actually have a theory as to why that can't happen. Because what do we know about Jerry Jones? What do we know about JJ? You know what? I was going to save this for later. And I still will. I'll play it later. I'm just going to play you the first little bit of this clip. This conversation, we told you yesterday about the clip of Jerry Jones being asked about the Sun. Shut up about the Sun! And that's a clip. That's a quote from The Office. It's a great, great show. Great show. Anyway, Dan Patrick and the Danettes listen to that clip. I'm only going to play you about the first half of this clip, and then I'll play you the second half later. Yep, that's it. Said it the whole time. The reason that the Al Davis Zone exists. Of course, if you've never heard my definition of the Al Davis Zone, it is when your owner becomes so inept and so full of himself that the team cannot succeed until that person dies. I'm looking at you, Las Vegas Raiders.
One receiver loses the ball in the Sun, becomes a story for weeks.
This is not one receiver. This has been happening for the Dallas Cowboys for years. It's just that this CD. I'll tell you what happened in this game, and this is why I'm very impressed. This is why I love it so much. I actually talk about it in this clip. I think I brought it up yesterday. If I didn't, I brought it up on a different pod because I did like four last night. It is not the first time it's happened, but something happened in this game that has never happened before. What happened in this game is that after CeeDee Lamb missed that, whiffed on that ball, you can see it. There's a wonderful camera angle that shows CeeDee, and he puts his hands out like the ball's coming here. The ball's way over there. He just lost it.
That ball like he did and that then, phone from his girlfriend at the time.
And then they have a camera on CeeDee Lamb when he's looking back at Cooper Rush or offensive line or somebody, and he goes, I can't see it. Well, the cameraman that was in the end zone did something brilliant. He walked over with his Sony Handycam, I assume he was using. He went over and he stood in the exact spot where CeeDee Lamb was, and he pointed it at CeeDee Lamb's point of view, and you very clearly can't see a damn thing. The second part of this conversation...
Did it have a filter to stop the sunlight from, you know, going off the camera to make it look more extreme?
No, as somebody who's been in television, I'm telling you what the guy did was he utilized the regular... in the stadium, lighting settings on this camera, and he just turned it over to where CeeDee was. You can't see. And this is not something that's never happened before. I appreciate, but do not understand your defense of Jerry Jones. This has been a problem for years now.
It's a big deal is being made right now because there's blood in the water, so to speak, about Jerry Jones, and he the team is bad, so everyone's going after him. But the team has not been great for a long time, and this is just the latest thing to latch onto and to overexploit to the degree. You know what? You know where the Sun is. Whatever receiver.
Right. You know where the Sun is. That's literally the point. You know where the Sun is, and you can prevent this from happening.
All you got to do is adopt the Rob Brown method of just wearing sunglasses all the time, which he's not doing right now, but because I mentioned it, he'll end up putting them on.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Tomorrow,
that's what you got to adopt. Just wear sunglasses all the time.
Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to bring in a mag light, and I'm going to shine it right into Lonzo's face for the show, and I don't want a single mistake.
Dude.
Into the face.
I can run the show with my eyes closed.
Okay, we can find out.
It's not, and I have heavy lids, so unless you're going to get at a certain angle, you're not going to flash it in my eyes anyway. Also, keep in mind, if you decide to cause this war to happen, I will have to retaliate.
It's not a war.
Definitely a war.
Once again, you are going with the, come on, professional athlete, it's easy.
Never said that once. I said they know where the Sun is, and the media is making a big deal out of something that's not a big deal.
You and Jerry Jones have both said this. You know where the Sun is. What's that matter? What's that change? I don't understand.
You know what? Dallas stinks. Why are people?
I don't disagree. Wait,
you always say, why is everybody talking about Dallas? What are you doing? You're talking about Dallas. You're talking about the Sun, dude.
Yes, I am.
Who
and
cares
I'll tell you
about
why.
Dallas? The team stinks. They're not going to be good anytime soon. Let's talk about other teams that might be better than Dallas, like most of them.
So, the reason we're talking about Dallas is because you brought up a minute ago that you know Deion's going to be the coach of the Cowboys, which set me down this path. The point that I was making here, and let me run through it in 10 seconds, was this. Deion Sanders is going to do things Deion's way. Jerry Jones isn't going to let anybody else do anything but Jerry's way. What happens when the obstinate force meets the obstinate object? They're not getting along.
I don't know. We almost saw it with your laptop.
No chance Deion Sanders is going to Dallas because those two can't coexist. The stadium will implode. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I want to address a couple of things that the great one brought up in the last segment of the radio program. Number one is this conversation about the sun. Why is everybody talking about the sun? I'll tell you why everybody's talking about the sun. Lonzo said just a moment ago, very sarcastically, because it is his most fluent language, why isn't anybody talking about the sun in Jacksonville and how it impacts Trevor Lawrence? I'll tell you, Lonzo, because Jacksonville aren't full of dummies. They built their stadium facing north and south. So when the sun goes over it, the sun goes over it and isn't pointing directly into an end zone.
Wow. You know what else Jacksonville has in common with Dallas? They don't matter in football this season. They're not going to make the playoffs. Neither is Dallas.
Okay, why
are we talking about a losing team? And everybody's talking about a losing team.
I'm going to come to that in a second. Let me finish this sun thing, and then I'm going to answer that question. Because you're not the only one asking it. You're not. In fact, somebody very famous just asked the question.
Well, another very famous person.
Oh, sorry. Somebody else very famous just asked it. So the sun thing is because the Dallas Cowboys built their stadium running east to west. This is why the majority of football stadiums nationally are built facing east-west, at least the ones that are outside stadiums. Almost all of your high school stadiums, almost all your outdoor college and NFL stadiums, they're built facing north-south. So that when the sun rises and sets, it's not going to be in players' eyes. And if you want to go even crazier, and you'll notice this when you go to especially stadiums in the south. Not only are the stadiums built north-south, so that when the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, it goes over the stadium and not into players' eyeballs. But on top of that, most of those stadiums built facing north-south, most of those stadiums are constructed in a way that when the sun is rising or setting at the hottest part of the days, the away team sideline is in the sun, and the home team sideline is in the shade. There's a whole science behind it.
Okay, speaking of science, since you're the science guy, this time of year, the sun's at a different spot than it normally, that it is, you know, at other times. Is that taken into account when stadiums are built? Okay, at the shortest day or whenever the sun's at the furthest distance, it's going to be at this angle, so we cannot. It doesn't matter if the property doesn't fit this and how we can't, because we got to worry about the most extreme time.
At the end of the day, the sun still sets in the west and rises in the east. There's never a point of the season where it comes up in the north. It's always east
to
west.
You're right, but it can be at a different angle on the stadium.
Correct, but there's no other NFL stadiums are situated in a way,
by the way,
that you're staring into the sun.
I don't care about Dallas.
No,
so
I know that.
This is a non-story.
I promise. I'm coming to that. It is a story, and it is a story in how this program, this team, this franchise is an operational failure, and you can connect it all back to Jerry Jones. The second part of this is that everybody talked about the curtains, the shades. Why not close them? The reason, or why not put them up? The reason is because, again, Jerry Jones, he just refuses to acknowledge that he's made a mistake. Here's the fun part. There's shades on that big-ass window. They're up there. They use them for nighttime or for afternoon concerts. Whenever there's a concert in there, they close that window so that the artist or the fans, whoever's looking in that direction, aren't, again, staring into the sun. Because it should not take a genius to understand, don't look in the bleeping sun. It's not that hard. And so when a stadium is constructed that obligates football players to look into the bleeping sun, it's an operational failure. And then Jerry says, well, you know, both teams have to deal with the same thing. That is true, Jerry. Except your team plays 9 home games a year there. So your team's got to deal with it 9 times. They've got to deal with this, assuming, because again, it's America's team. Right? And at least 3 or 4 of those annually are going to be played at the 415 slot. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, it's not. No, it's not. But the fact that there's a solution, is even if it's only for 3 or 4 or 5 games a year, that solution needs to be enacted, there's a solution, and he refuses to use it because he would have to acknowledge a mistake, and he's damn sure not going to do that. Now, Lonzo has asked the question, and he's not the only one that asked the question. Someone else asked this question. Why are we talking about the Cowboys? Asked Cam Newton. It's satanic.
No, he said satanic. They are satanic. By the way, I swear to God, I never heard that until now. So I'm glad to know that Cam and I are aligned on this. And so are some
so
other people.
So it's a large part of America. I'm not disagreeing, but I can answer the question.
I don't want people to complain about, I see is people talking about Dallas when you're talking about the Sun and Dallas. When you could just go past Dallas, who's irrelevant, who cares?
So two things. Number one, the conversation is about the Sun. But the conversation isn't about the Sun. The conversation is the most recent cog in a very large machine of operational failure. It's a small cog. It is the same reason. It's the same reason that the next time something like this comes up, we're going to hang on that too. It is organizational failure now.
So this is your team, and you want your team to do well. So it's America's team, and this is a reflection of America.
Okay, now
that's doing bad. I know. I'm trying to get your angle here.
I'm about to tell
about
you
why you care.
I'm about to tell you why I care. Here's why I care. Kim Kardashian. What?
You just did a Mark Ryan thing. Don't ever do that again.
Stick with me here. The overwhelming majority of this audience probably doesn't give 2 damns about Kim Kardashian. Yet, all these years later, very rarely can you make it through a day without Kim Kardashian being brought into it. Why? Because whether it's out of fandom, hatred, or hatred of her fandom, when Kim Kardashian comes up, it makes numbers. You don't have to like it. It's still true. When Kim Kardashian comes up, numbers are there. Here's the unfortunate reality, and you can take this from somebody, and I know you've been in the game for a very long time, so have I. There are subjects, there are topics that you just have to address because at the end of the day, whether you love them or whether you hate them, people pay attention to them. That's the Dallas Cowboys. When you go and have a fan base that is as arrogant, as entitled, as elitist as the Dallas Cowboy fan base is, and I am not saying that every Cowboys fan is this way. I am saying that as a fan base at large, this is how America looks at you. Because the loudest amongst you are the ones who get the attention. And so whether you like it or you hate it, and I promise you I hate it as much as any of you. I promise you I do. I grew up a New Orleans Saints fan from Louisiana. The only fan base that is representative in Louisiana outside of the New Orleans Saints is the Dallas Cowboys. They're bleeping everywhere, and they're obnoxious. Again, not as individuals, but as a fan base at large. So, when you have a fan base that is Kim Kardashian, famous for being famous, because people want to see them fail either because they tormented their teams in the 90s or because they've been talking about 2024 as if it is the 90s. Or it's because you dislike a player, or it's because you dislike the fan base, or it's because whatever the reason is, the Dallas Cowboys have the largest fan base of any NFL franchise. That's not a hypothesis. That's a statement of fact. That also means that they have the largest base of haters. And here's something that you learn when you do this job long enough. People would rather hear hate than positivity. They would rather hear demolition than construction. They would rather hear things being torn down than built up. That's just the reality. You want to know what the best way to get ears on your college football product is? It's not to come on here and do a segment on how amazing Clemson is. If I want the most Clemson listeners, the strategy is to talk bleep about the Gamecocks for an hour. That's just, I've been doing this 17 years.
Yeah, we also saw someone do that, and now they're in Detroit.
Correct. Correct. Not just in Detroit, hosting a nationally syndicated show on the weekends.
And laughing the whole way as
he fooled everybody. It doesn't matter. If I want to get the most Gamecock listeners, the correct way to handle it is to not talk glowingly about Shane and the Cox. It's to just crap on Clemson for an hour. That's how you... So, if you want the most pop... If you want the most listeners... It is not just about talking about things that are right. I could sit here and tell you glowingly why the Cincinnati Bengals are on the way back to the top and up to the playoffs. I could talk about how Joe Burrow is the most accurate quarterback since Drew Brees. Yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, more of you are going to listen if I crap on the Dallas Cowboys. And they're giving me good reasons to do it now. So that's the perfect formula. A good reason to crap on a team. And a team that people love to hear us crap on. Welcome to radio, baby. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. On my shoulder makes me happy.
Unless you're CD Lamb.
Sunshine in my eyeballs makes me droppy.
Oh, it makes me whine. It fits better. Yeah, yeah.
I guess I really didn't need to change that lyric at all. That literally was it. What a banger.
Yeah.
What a banger.
And if I look into it, I can't see because, you know, but I knew it was there, but, you know, oops, dropped the ball. All Jerry's fault.
It didn't drop it. It never touched him. It was 2 feet behind him. Mm-hmm. He was wide ass open.
Mm-hmm.
You think the most prolific touchdown passer or receiver in the NFL just like.
Is he though?
Forgot how to. Yes.
How can he be?
He's better than any receiver on your team or mine.
How can he be when Tyreek Hill works with the most accurate quarterback in the history of mankind?
I mean, that's a fair question.
I don't know.
That is a fair question. Let me clean up what we were talking about in that last segment, and then we'll stop.
You need a napkin or something?
The reality here is, I promise you. Nah, I don't promise you. I'm not a Washington fan. I close to promise you that I dislike the Dallas Cowboys as much as I'll say the overwhelming majority of you. I spent, I don't know, probably 10 years of my career broadcasting with a Dallas Cowboys fan. Who is is the perfect illustration of, as individuals, I got a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans that I really like. Our boss is one. Cole Bryson is one.
I was going to say, not only is Cole a fan, Cole worked for Dallas for a while and was in that building quite a bit.
Yep. Cole Bryson is a dude I very much like. Like, as a friend and a coworker.
Yeah, he's all right.
I like him. Lonzo can't stand the sight of him.
Yeah.
But I like him.
No, if there's ever been a noogieable head...
Have a noogie aboard.
Yeah, I mean, he just want to grab and just, yeah.
Our boss, Cowboys fan, like him a lot. That's why I still work here. As a fan base at large, they're obnoxious, pretentious, elitist, entitled, arrogant, and all of it unjustifiably so. You ain't won a damn thing since I was a child. I am now not just a man, I'm a whole grown-ass man at this point. You ain't won nothing since I was a kid.
You're almost 40. You're going to use that term so many times starting in February.
I've done been using it. Now it's going to be like, now I'm a grown-ass old man. All right? The thing is, whether it's for a good reason or not, people pay attention to this team. People pay attention to this team. People talk about this team. And talking about something bad is just as valuable as talking about a good. That's why there is the old phrase, talk good about me or talk bad about me. Just talk about me. That's how this works. Publicity, branding is money. It is money. And so whether you like it or not, annually, the most watched football games in America are Dallas Cowboys games. So a lot of people pay attention to this team because they're enjoying watching the fall from grace. But the reality is, whether you're watching it to see the Cowboys fall from grace, or whether you are watching it because you want to see them do well, or maybe you're one of those seven people that subscribe. We say this every year in college football, right? College football is better when Notre Dame is good. College football's better when Tennessee, well, not Tennessee, but you get the point. There's a handful of national brands that we say college football is better when blank is good. What's so different in the NFL? There's a lot of people believe that the NFL is better when the Dallas Cowboys are good, are part of the conversation. And so what you have here is a rare moment where Cowboys fans and Cowboys haters are on the same page in that. Is this the biggest problem for the Dallas Cowboys? God, no. It's probably not in the top 10. But it is, if you'll pardon the expression, the most bright, shining problem right now. It's the most visible problem right now. When we talk about stuff that is easy to see, that is easy to notice, what do we say? It's out in the sunshine. This is literally out in the sunshine. So the reason that this story has taken on the life that it's taken on, I promise you, the producers that put on these ESPN shows aren't dumb. We can sit here and gripe and moan and complain about them, but they're not dumb. It wouldn't be a daily topic of conversation if it wasn't getting a response. This is why I tell you guys all the time, up to the point that I have had active in the office fights with coworkers of mine. If someone on social media or on the television or on the radio or on the internet or whatever else says something that is very clearly and obviously designed to get a reaction out of you, dunking on that individual accomplishes not nothing. It actually accomplishes the exact opposite of nothing. It actually benefits them. So when that one guy, you know who I'm talking about, that one guy puts up a video on the internet where he says something really stupid, or when the old grandpa hot take artist, you all know who we're talking about. No, it's not Lonzo. When he puts up a video on the internet acting like a damn fool, and you go on there and you quote tweet it with, look at this idiot acting like a child. How many times have I told you before?
You have to tell me later who you're talking about.
Skip Bayless.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I had no clue.
When great grandpa Skip, I don't know if you've seen this one. This is his most recent. I shouldn't talk about it because I'm doing exactly what he wants.
My algorithm, he doesn't show up.
Good for you. It's unavoidable for me. Skip, after Cowboys losses, he does this thing where he sets up his camera. And he walks to the other side of the room, and then he pushes record, and he looks despondent. And every week he does it. He takes off his cowboy hat, and he throws it, and he takes off his Dak Prescott jersey, and he throws it in a trash can. And then, once he's done recording, he takes it back out, and he hangs it in his closet to do it again the next week. And people go on, and they quote tweet it, and they don't. Oh, I can't believe a grandfather is acting. I can't believe you're this old and acting this way, and blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because when you dunk on Skip or Stephen A. Smith or Colin Cowherd or Clay Travis or any of the other hot take express conductors that ride the internet fame train to the station. When you dunk on these guys, you're giving them attention. At the end of every month, we get a little report. And that report tells us how much internet interactivity we had. And as I've said to you a million times, it does not break it down to positive reactions, neutral reactions, and negative reactions. It just says reactions. So when the folks that put these shows together that Cam Newton is talking about, when he says, whole lot of propaganda out there, I ain't trying to see that bleep. That's great, Cam. That's great. Except for a lot of people are. And that those segments turn numbers. I don't like it either, but they do. And see, here's the fun part. Guys like me, I don't get paid to be funny or serious or angry. I don't get paid to be a hot take artist or the most genius football knower that you know. I don't get paid for any of that. You know what I get paid for? To get you guys tuned in and stayed tuned in. That's it. I get paid for reactions and interactions and nothing else. I know a lot of people in this industry who are lazy as hell, but they keep getting bigger and better jobs. Why? Because they get the reaction. Lonzo and I both know people that are an absolute pain in the ass to work with. And they're miserable. And yet they keep getting paid to do it. Why? Because they get reactions. And that's all that matters. So the unfortunate reality, if you're one of those people that go, how are we still talking about this? The answer is because whether you like it or not, y'all respond to it. That's it. And as I've said before, there's three ways to do this job. There's three ways to do it. I believe this. There's three ways. There's stat guy, protagonist, and antagonist. And this is true about every brand of radio. It's true about news talk, opinion radio. It's true about music. It's true about sports. It's true about pop culture entertainment. There's three ways to talk about anything on the radio. Protagonist, antagonist, stat guy.
Antagonist, that's a bad guy, right?
Antagonist is the bad guy. Protagonist okay. is a good guy. Stat guy is the guy that nobody gives a damn about. He must be paired with a protagonist or an antagonist.
Or, in your case, you're an antagonist and stat guy.
You can be both. You can be all three, but you must be one at any given time on the radio. Stat guy is just the guy that has the numbers. Oh, you know, when C.J. Stroud drops back in the pocket against a four-man rush, he's able to complete blah, 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 blah. That's all well and good for a guy like me because I'm a gigantic dork. But you got to pair that guy with somebody or else he doesn't have a point. He's just a dictionary or an encyclopedia. It doesn't do anything.
So a protagonist would be a light of hope through the window of a Dallas stadium, like me.
No, a protagonist is somebody who defends and convinces you that everybody out there is out there to get you and I'm the only one that can save you. Or this individual or this entity is the only one that can save you. Again, go ahead and stir it up a little bit. A lot of people in the news talk radio world are like this. Everybody out there is batting out to get you, and only me and the people I like can save you. And then there's the antagonist. These are the hot take artists. These are the people that have attacks against you, negative thoughts, just to get you riled up, because we respond to that. If somebody walks up and pats you on the back and says, great job, Pat, you did a wonderful job, good job. That's the end of that interaction. But if somebody walks up to you and says, you suck at your job and you can't do it. Lonzo and I have both admitted, there's nothing in the world that gets under our skin more than somebody saying, you can't do this thing. It's all we think about. That's the antagonist.
By the way, shout out to HG Wells. Good to know that the time machine is working well.
Gotta love that. So the point here is that when everybody is on the same page and it's about demolition, not construction, it's a layup of a segment. Why are people talking about the Sun? Very simple. Because everybody's responding. Dallas fans are mad about it. Dallas fans are upset about it. Dallas fans, I don't know that touchdown would have stopped you from getting your asses whipped by the Eagles.
It wouldn't have.
But it would have helped.
We spent an entire hour talking about Dallas.
We spent the first segment talking about Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes.
I don't think it was the entire segment.
It was enough of it.
Okay.
The reason why is, whether you like, it's classic heel behavior.
What did I write down for the first segment?
Just Dallas. It's classic heel behavior. It doesn't matter if you are booing me out of the gym. If you are reacting to me, I have succeeded. The reason why these networks talk about the Cowboys and LeBron James and the New York Yankees, it's the same crap for all of them. Because at the end of the day, everybody reacts. Doesn't matter if you react positively or negatively, you react. And as long as people react, it's a valid topic of discussion from the standpoint of somebody like me who has to put a show together. Why don't you get more hockey on the show, Rob? Because you guys don't react to it. I love hockey. I think hockey is one of my favorite games to go watch on planet Earth. I think the NHL is probably, of the Big Four, the most genuine, legitimately run leagues in America. But we can't do hockey because none of y'all respond to it. That's just how this gig works. So when you ask why we're still talking about it, it's because you guys respond to it. Nationally, America responds to it, good, bad, or ugly. Nationally, America also responds to Lonzo reading the Sports Flash. Nah, not my best work.
Yeah, it's okay. I am a beacon. The second college football playoff rankings have dropped, and Oregon once again holds number one seed, followed by Ohio State, Texas, and Penn State in the top four. The rest of the top 12 includes Indiana, BYU, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Miami, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia. Boise State, SMU, and Texas A&M are just outside the top 12, with Colorado at 17 and Clemson and South Carolina stacked at 20 and 21. Despite a 35-point night from LaMelo Ball, the Hornets got stung by the Magic last night, 114-89, dropping their season record to 4-7. We are 3 days away from boxing history as a knockout machine. Iron Mike Tyson takes on the most punchable face in boxing, Jake Paul. Stay tuned right here for all the hype leading up to the fight, which goes down Friday night. Speaking of Friday night, tune in at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Tulane Green Wave in basketball.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.